Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and I am honored to be here with you today. It is December 14th, and we are making progress through the Gospel of Matthew. We are now into Matthew chapter 14. So let's dive right in with Matthew chapter 14 in the Common English Bible. At that time, Herod the ruler heard the news about Jesus. He said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He's been raised from the dead. This is why these miraculous powers are at work through him." Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison because of Herodias, the wife of Herod's brother Philip. That's because John told Herod, "It's against the law for you to marry her." Although Herod wanted to kill him, he feared the crowd because they thought John was a prophet. But at Herod's birthday party, Herodias' daughter danced in front of the guests and thrilled Herod. Then he swore to give her anything she asked. At her mother's urging, the girl said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a plate." Although the king was upset because of his solemn pledge and his guests, he commanded that they give it to her. Then he had John beheaded in prison. They brought out his head on a plate and gave it to the young woman, and she brought it to her mother. But John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus what had happened. When Jesus heard about John, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. When the crowds learned this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When Jesus arrived and saw a large crowd, he had compassion for them and healed those who were sick. That evening, his disciples came to him and said, "This is an isolated place and it's getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "There's no need to send them away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here except 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." He ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, blessed them, and broke the loaves apart and gave them to his disciples. Then the disciples gave them to the crowds. Everyone ate until they were full, and they filled 12 baskets with the leftovers. About 5,000 men, plus women and children, had eaten. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake, while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened, they screamed. Just then, Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water towards Jesus. But when Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son." When they had crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret. When the people who lived in that place recognized him, they sent word throughout the whole region, and they brought to him everyone who was sick. They begged him that they might touch just the edge of his clothes. Everyone who touched him was cured. There are a couple things that stick out to me in this chapter. I think the most important one is after Jesus finds out about John the Baptist, his heart is broken and he just wants to go and be by himself and have some time alone to grieve that loss. But as he's on the way there, all these people try to follow him, and so they beat him to the spot. And he sees them, and you know, the thought that was going through my mind is, you know, be angry that they're there. It's like, "Man, you guys get out. I want to be by myself." But he didn't do that. Jesus had compassion on them and he healed them. He spent time with them. And then not only that, but he fed them with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It's just a great reminder that Jesus cares about us. That even when he's busy, when he's at his busiest with ministry, he still had compassion for those who needed healing. And he was willing to take his time and to heal. And then later on, after he dismissed the crowds, He was able to be alone and have his time in prayer. And then he goes and walks on the water. The disciples are scared. I love how it says that they screamed. I would add one thing to that. They scream like a girl. You know, I would probably do the same thing if I saw Jesus walking on the water. I'd be like, ah, you know, and that's kind of what they did. But Peter says, hey, Jesus, if that's you, then call me out there to walk with you. And so he did. He got out of the boat and he walked on the water. And it wasn't until he kind of noticed that the wind was blowing hard and the waves were up around his knees that he kind of looked down and then he started to sink. And Jesus picked him back up and he said, you have a weak faith. And I'm just so struck by Jesus' compassion. That Jesus had compassion on the crowds, he had compassion on his disciples, and he had compassion on all those who needed healed. He was willing to heal them. And I think that gives us two things. First, that we need to have that same attitude towards others, to have compassion rather than see people as kind of hindrances or things to be avoided. And then on the other side of it is that we see that Jesus has that compassion for us, that even in the midst of our pain and heartache, that Jesus is there for us. And he's willing to have compassion on us and help us through our hard time. That is so great to know. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for his compassion. Lord, help us to have hearts of compassion to those around us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining me in this podcast. Make sure that you share this with as many people as you can. Let them know all about it. And let's just build our audience to have a great community of people who are listening to God's word fresh each and every day. I'll see you guys back tomorrow.